Normally don't pay a lot of attention to the quarterly stocks estimate. For the most part, they're just kind of a true up to see where demand has been at for the grains. This time it's a little bit different. We're actually seeing with the September report the final ending stocks estimate for corn and for soybeans. And surprisingly enough, this report was friendly to the corn market as it shows another tightening of stocks, which means USDA has been underestimating demand for corn. First, let's take a look at the wheat numbers. Wheat stocks came in at 1.986 billion. That was up 12% from the previous year. It was 13 million bushels above expectations and 219 million bushels above the previous year. On-farm storage came in at 664 million bushels. That was up 11%. Off-farm came at 1.32 billion bushels. That was up 13%. So we're virtually holding almost two-thirds of the wheat right now in elevators, while only a third is being held on farms. For corn, stocks came in at 1.76 billion bushels. That was up 29% from last year. That was, though, 83 million bushels less than expected by the trade, 401 million bushels above the previous year, but 51 million bushels less than the previous month, which means USDA is going to have to come in and adjust demand and lower ending stocks for old crop corn, which will in turn lower beginning stocks for new crop and likely bring our ending stocks estimate below 2 billion bushels in their next crop production report. Looking at the totals, 780 million bushels was stored on farm, 980 million bushels was off farm. As far as soybeans, the numbers were a little bit more muted. 342 million bushels is where the stocks were estimated at. That's up 29% from the previous year. It was 9 million bushels below expectations, but 2 million bushels above the previous month, 78 million bushels above last year. So really not a big number or a supportive or a bearish number for soybeans. As the breakdown goes, well, 111 million bushels was on farm. That's up 54% from the previous year. 231 million bushels was off farm. That's up only 20% from the previous year. So in all, this report was probably a little bit negative on the wheat side. It was friendly for corn, and it was probably neutral for soybeans.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.